How can you get yourself back on track if you're struggling with meditation? It might be that you're just starting off, or it could be that you've practiced for a while but you're finding it difficult to settle in like you used to. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello my friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and if you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there. Please do check it out. Every donation is a step towards me being able to do this full time. Mindfulness isn't always easy. I've struggled with my practice at times. I've talked through that on the Plum Village Diaries. The path of happiness isn't always smooth. There's bumps in the road. And it can leave us with doubts about whether we're doing it right, whether it's really the route to help us to get through difficult times. Apologies in advance for the sports analogy, but in England we have a football team called Arsenal, and they appointed a young manager called Mikel Arteta. He had a very rough start to his managerial reign. The fans were not on board with the radical change he brought, which he called the process. This involved changing a culture of individualism, selling highly paid but ill-disciplined players, and instead relying on young, fresh talent, some of which grew up in the club. The results didn't go his way. He lost game after game. Many people, myself included, expected him to get sacked. But he always said, "Trust the process," to the point where people mocked him for it. But all of a sudden this season, it came good, and they played with freedom, with power. They came together as a group in the dressing room, going from bottom to almost winning the league. And mindfulness is a bit like that. It's a process of developing a discipline and a new way of being, creating what Thich Nhat Hanh called a new habit energy. We grow up in a family, a culture, a way of doing things that isn't easy to change. Setting the intention to work on your peace isn't easy. Your conscious awareness may be enthusiastic, but your mind and even your body can be set in their ways and resistant to a new way of being. We can simply accept this, smile to our minds and our bodies, and allow mindfulness to do the work. We can trust the process too. We can surrender ourselves to the present moment and allow things to unfold in their own time. We just need to be patient with ourselves. Don't try to rush it. Don't question it. Don't worry about achieving a certain state of mind. Just let it happen. Imagine a seed buried in the earth, waiting for its moment to sprout. The seed doesn't worry about the changing seasons or whether it'll have enough sunlight or water. It simply trusts that the process of growth will unfold naturally, guided by its own inherent nature. And you can be guided by your own inherent nature too. In the practice we call this Buddha nature, the capacity for freedom, joy, peace and interconnectedness exists within everyone. It exists within you. It's just a matter of cultivating it. And if we let go and water the seeds of peace within ourselves every day, we can watch it develop into a beautiful garden. So practically, how do we do this? The first step, as always, is carve out a few minutes each day to sit quietly and to practice mindfulness meditation. Start with just a few minutes and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable. Bring mindfulness into your everyday routines, such as eating, walking, or washing dishes. Pay attention to the sensations, the thoughts, and emotions that arise in these moments without judgment. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the things that you're grateful for. Appreciating the small joys in life can lift your focus towards positivity and trust. Consider joining a mindfulness group. Connecting with a community of like-minded individuals can provide inspiration, encouragement, and guidance. But it's very common to encounter resistance when establishing a mindfulness practice. The mind may push back on stillness and silence looking for distractions or finding excuses not to engage. Recognize these patterns and gently observe them without judgment. Remind yourself of the benefits of mindfulness and the reasons why you embarked on this path in the first place. And remember that striving for perfection in mindfulness can become an obstacle in itself. Mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. There will be moments of wandering thoughts, wavering focus. Instead of berating yourself, approach them with curiosity and acceptance. Allow imperfections to be part of the learning process. Even learn to enjoy these imperfections. Give yourself time and let go of your expectations. Trusting the process requires patience and persistence. Understand that the benefits of mindfulness may not be immediately apparent. It takes time for the mind and body to adapt to new ways of being. Consistency is really important. Even on the days when your practice feels challenging or unproductive, keep showing up. As Jon Kabat-Zinn says, get your ass in the cushion. Trust that your commitment will produce long-term positive effects. And actually, sometimes we approach mindfulness with preconceived ideas of what it should be like or what the outcomes should be. Try to let go of these expectations and embrace the practice as it unfolds in the present moment. Allow yourself to be open to whatever arises without attachment or judgment. Trust that the process itself holds transformative potential beyond our expectations. And finally, enjoy your practice. Not the results of the practice, although being calmer and happier are great, but enjoy the sitting, the breathing, the awareness, the stillness, your body, your posture. Enjoy it. Because once you learn to let go of achieving a particular state through mindfulness and start to simply enjoy being present, trusting the process will do the rest, you've cracked it. You don't need enlightenment. You don't need a revelation. You're on the path. So let's enjoy some practice right now with a guided meditation on mindfulness of the body in the body. Being patient with ourselves, just enjoying it for what it is. I'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. Starting off, as we always do, by focusing our awareness on our posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensations of the clothes against your skin. And and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting your attention to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought, accepting each thought, listening to each thought, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. How your stomach folds as you breathe out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I am aware I am sitting. Breathing out, I smile to my sitting. Aware of sitting, smiling. Breathing in, I am aware I am breathing. Breathing out, I smile to my breathing. Aware of breathing, smiling. Breathing in, I enjoy the sitting. Breathing out, I enjoy the breathing. Enjoying sitting, enjoying breathing. Breathing in, I am the breathing. Breathing out, I am the sitting. I am the breathing. I am the sitting. Breathing in, there is only the breathing. Breathing out, there is only the sitting. Only the breathing, only the sitting. Breathing in, there is no one breathing. Breathing out, there is no one sitting. No one breathing, no one sitting. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, noticing any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, giving those a stretch if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, a couple of things. If you're enjoying the podcast, if you know someone who might like it too, why not let them know, send them an email, have a chat with them. It would mean a lot to me if you could share it with other people. And let's start consciously breathing together as a group, as a sangha of thousands. Just consciously counting our breaths. Breathing in, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Feeling that collective breath. That may be happy. Maybe peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will you? And I'll see you next time. I've been